Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Caixa Seguridade's video conference to discuss the results for the second quarter of 2024. This video conference is being recorded, and the replay can be accessed on the company's website, ri.caixaseguridade.com.br. The presentation is also available for download. Please be advised that all participants will only be watching the video conference during the presentation, and then we will start the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Before proceeding, I would like to take this opportunity to emphasize that the forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Caixa Seguridade's management and the current information available to the company. Those statements may involve risks and uncertainties as they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors, analysts, and journalists should take into account that events related to the macroeconomic environment, industry, and other factors could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in the respective forward-looking statements. Present at this video conference, we have Mr. Felipe Montenegro Mattos, Chief Executive Officer of Caixa Seguridade, and Mr. Eduardo Costa Oliveira, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer of the company. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. Felipe Mattos, who will begin the presentation. Please, Mr. Mattos, you may proceed.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking part of our Caixa Seguridade presentation of results. I'm Felipe Mattos, the company's Chief Executive Officer, and Eduardo Costa Oliveira, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer with me. Today, we will present the company's results for the second quarter of 2024, whose data have been launched yesterday, and we'll be going deeper with you today. We start with slide 3, with the main highlights of Caixa Seguridade's strategic execution in the period. First of all, I highlight process improvements and expansion of marketing channels. In the second quarter, we implemented the self-purchase of home insurance and IPO consortium, or rather, credit letter, to do purchasing totally digitally, either through institutional website or Caixa's internet method. In addition, we started offering May personal accident insurance in the Caixa Tem application. In this way, we align the product with features aimed at individual micro entrepreneurs with the appropriate channel to serve its target audience. These improvements are in line with the Caixa conglomerate's digital transformation and customer-focused strategy. We also launched two new products. These two launches are part of the Plus Future family of products, reinforcing Caixa Seguridade's commitment to incorporating environmental, social, and corporate governance criteria into the portfolio, thus marking a step into the journey towards a more sustainable, transformative, and inclusive future. The Prev Juntos Mais Futuros pension product, aimed at clients with moderate risk profile who consider ESG issues when making financial investments, adopting a methodology for integrating these practices in the selection and allocation of assets. The product also offers innovative assistance, such as ecological disposal for furniture and equipment in accordance with sustainability practices and current standards, environmental consulting, which provides guidance for the efficient use of electricity and natural lighting, including cost reduction estimates, consulting for more efficient use of water, and tips for reusing items and domestic recycling, eco-efficient projects with indication of professionals trained for the development of rainwater capture, green roofs, reuse of natural resources, among others. The Life Plus Future is a life insurance that is accessible for individuals between 16 and 70 years, and with insured capital ranging from 10,000 to 20,000 reais regarding the property. The insurance offers coverage for death and total or partial permanent disability due to accident, and offers assistance such as telemedicine assistance, with access to medical consultations by video conference, family funeral assistance, which guarantees the provision of funeral assistance services in the event of a death of the main insurer's spouse and children up to 24 years of age, psychological support assistance with reception to identify emotional impairment through telephone contact, and financial guidance assistance, which offers financial education service with access to a personalized platform with content that is specific on the subject. Both products allocate part of profitability and the premium to social and environmental projects promoting social inclusion and income with no additional cost to customers. Yet another commitment of Caixa Seguridade, social and environment. To close this slide, in the context of climate impact management, Caixa Seguridade won for the second consecutive year the gold seal of the Brazilian GHG Protocol Program, a recognition from the Getúlio Vargas Foundation granted to organizations that present in a complete and audited manner the balance of their greenhouse gas emissions duly verified, proving their efforts to reduce environmental impacts. On slide four, we render accounts of what the company has done regarding the victims of the catastrophe in Rio Grande do Sul. In this slide, we show the great humanitarian action of Caixa Seguridade, and here in the rescue of lives and reconstruction of many lives and families, considering such chaotic and completely unimaginable event in our world that took place to our friends in Rio Grande do Sul. As mentioned in the first quarter conference call, among the measures to support residents of the municipalities affected by the heavy rains is the reinforcement of their teams of claims and assistance centers and the implementation of an agile conveyor bail for the qualification of housing students with simplified documentation. In the quarter, there were a total of almost 11,000 calls, an average much above of the usual one. And these calls did not happen easily. They happened in a single way, in a single wave, with the care that we, Caixa Seguridade, have with all our customers. And our agents, since they were very concerned with the situation, they also had psychological support for them, for their families, because after all, the environment was very difficult that our agents found, let alone those that suffered, that needed insurance, that had support of Caixa Seguridade over the period. We exempted the fees for use of consortium letters that were contemplated in the affected region until the May the 3rd, or the credit letters, and we had credit analysis approved until the 2nd of August. An extension of the deadline for payment of home insurance installments due between April 24th and May 13th was granted for all customers with properties in the affected municipality. We have increased the limit of use of Caixa Residencial's home and housing insurance assistance services, regardless of whether the plan's limit had already been exceeded. We took care of those that needed it at difficult times. This concession was valid until May 31st, and we made total donations over 430,000 reais in donations via group companies to communities and to NGOs linked to the affected regions in Rio Grande do Sul. Caixa Seguridade stands in solidarity with victims and people who lost their loved ones and homes in this terrible tragedy and will continue to support the reestablishment of insured home. The company understands its role that is social in promoting and disseminating the insurance culture in Brazil in order to ensure greater comfort and tranquility for Brazilians and their families. We are here to support and care for society and protect it. On slide five, we have the highlight. We have two more important highlights to present financially. First refers to our results. We've achieved a managerial net income of 770 million, which was impacted by extraordinary events in the period, which we will talk about later, which led to a reduction, a small one, regarding the same quarter 2023 in the semester. Even with these events, we still presented a growth of 2%. On a normalized basis,
which disregards effects of extraordinary events, the profit would be 928 million reais, an increase of almost 13% compared to the second quarter last year. In other words, within what Caixa Seguridade could do, what was predicted to it, the company acted with a growth of almost 13% regarding the previous year. Finally, as we announced yesterday, the board of directors approved the distribution of dividends in the amount of 702 million reais, equivalent or higher to 21% of adjusted net income for the second quarter 2024, with a payment scheduled for 18th of November, thus a frequency of payment greater than historically seen within the company, as addressed in previous events and meeting the demands of many of those that are our investors and believe in the company. Thus, in line with what has already been provided for in our policy, if there are favorable financial conditions, the company will continue to submit a proposal for interim distribution of dividends each quarter based on interim balance sheets, always in percentages as high as possible, so that the company can distribute value and return value to those that believe in the company, just as you do who are listening to this teleconference. The next slide, to conclude this first part, we will comment on the highlights of the quarter in commercial performance. I'll start with the commercial performance in home insurance, which presented more than 880 million in premiums subscribed, a growth of more than 10% compared to the same quarter 2023. This result maintains our absolute market leadership and is a reflection of the consistent growth of Caixa's housing loan portfolio. However, on the same line and complementing it, the residential home insurance reached almost 230 million in premiums written in the second quarter, a growth of more than 18% compared to the same period 2023. Whilst the home mortgage gross, the home gross 18.2. We are moving forward in the home portfolio and actually having more penetration in Brazilian households. It's historical in terms of the product because of the effort of Caixa, reflected in the expansion of our sales channels. Lender insured, whose performance linked to the origination of commercial credit, the Caixa reached more than 580 million in premiums written, an increase of 11% compared to the same quarter last year. This result comes mainly from the increase in the volume of banks' payroll loan operations. In assistance with more than 46 million in revenues, we have a good growth of over 36% compared to the same quarter last year, maintaining the upward curve in revenue since the creation of Caixa Assistência. Highlight was to the performance of Rapidex product, which grew 42% compared to the second quarter of 2023. This is a great bet of Caixa Seguridade in having an assistant pure product that may provide citizens a bit more services at low cost, but there are services that are very much used adhering to the reality of Brazilian citizens. Moving on to the accumulation business, we have the mark of almost 163 billion in pension reserves, a volume 12.8% higher than June 2023, contributed to the generation of 441 million in revenues from management fees in the quarter, which grew by 13% compared to the same period in 2023. In credit letters, the funds collected reached more than 940 million, a growth of almost 90% compared to the second quarter 2023. This performance is due to the sale of almost 4 billion in letters of credit, driven by the diversification of the channels for the commercialization of the product, especially Consórcio da Gente, already mentioned in the highlights of this quarter. I now invite Eduardo Oliveira to continue the presentation, bringing and giving more details on the financial and commercial performance of the second quarter 2024. Eduardo, welcome. Thank you, Felipe, and good morning to all. I will now present in more detail financial and commercial performance of the company. On slide 8, we briefly present the financial performance of the second quarter 2024. It's important to note that the numbers presented here are managerial view in accordance with the IFRS 4 standard, because SUSEP has not yet adopted the new standard
which is IFRS 17, in addition to maintaining comparability with previous periods. Although cash and securitized financial statements are presented in accordance with the official standard IFRS 17. In the first chart, the operating revenue totaled an amount of almost 1.1 billion, reduction 0.9% compared to the same quarter 2023, and a decrease of 13.9% compared to the first quarter 2024. This reduction is due to the impact on claims of extraordinary events that took place during the second quarter, with an impact on the result on equity interest from our insurers. On the next screen, I will talk a bit more about these events. But excluding those extraordinary effects, operating revenues would grow 13.7% compared to the same quarter 2023 and 14.3% year to date. In relation to distribution revenues, which grew 13.4% in the second quarter 2024 compared to the same period 2023, brokerage revenues from the housing, 65%, residential, 20.5%, and lender or credit life, 11.2%. Insurance lines stood out. The company's net income reached 770.3 million in the second quarter, a reduction of 6.4% compared to the second quarter 2023. In the first half of the year, profit grew 1.9% compared to 2023. However, if we disregard the extraordinary events that I will detail on the next slide, our normalized net income would be 928.2 million for the quarter, a growth of 12.8% compared to the same quarter 2023. In the rightmost chart, ROE reached 59.7%, more than 1% point above the first quarter indicator, almost 4% points above ROE of a year ago, even with the negative impact of extraordinary events in the quarter. Speaking of extraordinary events, in screen 9, we have normalized net income, where we highlight the effects of the two events that affected companies' results throughout the second quarter. The first of them, which was the subject of a material fact disclosed on July 8th, concerns lender insurance or credit life. In case our insurers received from Caixa Econômica Federal the database contained a list of deceased persons who were holders of credit agreements without any communication of the claims until then. Considering the expectation of disbursement from this base, a provision was made in the amount of 342 million, whose effect on our participation income and our net income was 123 million. The second event refers to the floods that occurred in Rio Grande do Sul, which affected the result of participations from Caixa Residencial, CNP Seguros Holding, and Two Seguros, whose negative impact totaled 34.7 million. It is important to note that this amount represents the impact of the catastrophe on Caixa Seguridade's net income after the effect of reinsurance, tax effect, and considering our participation in those companies or our stake. If our insurance did not have the reinsurance contracts that I mentioned, the effect on net income would be much greater, considering the total of claims reported object to provision in the second quarter was around or plus 461 million. Excluding those extraordinary claims events, the company's normalized net income would be 928.2 million. 12.8% higher than the second quarter 23 and 11.4% higher in the cumulative view of the year between the first half of 2024 or same period of 23. In screen 7, we have the commercial performance of risky business. For premiums written, we observe growth for all lines compared to the second quarter 24, same period 23, generating an increase of 8.6% between periods. The highlight was to the growth of housing segment, 10%, residential, 18%, both with best historical in addition to credit life that had this an accelerated growth of 11% between the periods. In terms of relative terms, I draw attention to assistance, as Felipe mentioned, with growth 36% compared to the second quarter 2023. In the cumulative view of the year, the segment's growth was 7.5% in relation to the cumulative index of the first 6 months of last year. Total premiums earned for the second quarter of 2024 grew by 2.8% compared to the second quarter 2023. In comparison between semesters, had an increase of 3.7%. On screen 11, we talk about risk business, bringing some more colors regarding operating performance. In terms of loss ratio, an indicator of 59.4% second quarter 2024. When we measured the loss ratio by adjusting the extraordinary events for the second quarter, excluding claims related to the floods in Rio Grande do Sul and redistributing land claims according to the period of occurrence, the indicator for the second quarter of 2024 would have been 24.2%. In terms of commissioning, representing the proportion between the cost of acquisition and the premiums gained, the second quarter 2024 registered 21.2%. It remained stable in terms of behavior within expectations. The operating margin was evidently and directly impacted by, well, lender and flooding in Rio Grande do Sul. As a result, operating margin for the second quarter 2024 in the insurance segment registered a decrease of 38.2% compared to the same period in 2023. As a result, in the quarter, the risk business group represent a reduction of 8 percentage points in its representativeness in relation to the total operating margin compared to the same period in 2023. Moving forward to screen 12, we have the performance of the accumulation business. And the total of the vertical of accumulation, we had a drop of funds collected at 0.8% compared to the same quarter last year, in line basically. But on the other hand, we had a growth of 4.5% in the half-year view compared to the same period in 2023. Revenues from pension plans, which consider contributions received from pension plans and premiums written at risk, continue to be the largest contribution of funds collected in second quarter 2024, with the amount of 6 billion in the segment. Highlight was to the launch of Previsions, aimed at customers with moderate investor profile. As Felipe had mentioned, the funds collected from the consortium or credit letter segment grew 86.6% compared to second quarter 2023, maintaining increasing performance curve. In the half-year view, collections practically doubled between 2023 and 2024. Fundraising from capitalization segments grew by 6.7% in 2024 regarding same period last year. The volume collected was 332.1 million. Moving to screen 13, we show more detailed breakdown of the performance of the accrual trades by segment. First block, referring to Social Security, we have the chart with the opening of contributions, where we observe the performance of the segment still affected by greater competition with other funding products in the cash distribution network. Thus, the contributions received in the second quarter of 2024 showed a reduction compared to previous quarters, whilst in the half-year view, the cumulative index was 2.8% lower than recorded in 2023. Regarding reserves, the amount of 162.8 billion at the end of June 2024 represented a growth 12.8% compared to the end of first half of 2023, whilst the average management fee for the quarter was 1.09% in the first quarter of 2024. And this center of the screen, we have premium bonds. The funds raised reached 332 million, an increase of 6.7% if compared to second quarter 2023, with emphasis on monthly payment products, whose growth was 43.3% between the periods. For the year-to-date view, collections increased 18.4%. Capitalization or premium bonds reserves increased by 10.8% compared to the last quarter and 97.4% compared to the same period last year. In the credit letter block, we 3.77 billion in new letters of credit were sold in the second quarter of 2024, an increase of 2.2% compared to Q2 2023, which effectively contributed to the volume of the inventory, recording an amount of 24.7 billion in the quarter, an increase of 66% compared to the same period of last year. Going back to the grouped view of the accumulation business on slide 14, we observed the growth of operating revenue in the second quarter around 22.5% compared to the same period of the previous year, with growth in all segments. Although pension plans account for 59% of the amount of operating revenue, which includes income with management from management fees, risk written premiums, and VGBL contribution revenues, I highlight here the credit letter segment, which grew 63.3% between the periods. In the year-to-date view, operating revenue for the first half of 2024 in the amount of 1.6 billion grew by 20% compared to the first half of 2023. The operating margin of accumulation for the quarter grew 27.1% compared to the same period in 2023, and grew 5.3% compared to the previous. Thus, the representativeness of total operating margin, which also considers amounts earned from the risk and distribution business, increased by 5% points compared to the same period in 2023, totaling 28% in the second quarter of 2024. On screen 15, we discussed the distribution business. Brokerage revenues grew 13.4% compared to the second quarter of 2023 and 14% compared to the first half of 2024 with the same period 23, with emphasis to the insurance segment, which grew by 16% compared to the second quarter of 23. In this quarter, the total of commissions paid by JV, 70% represent the broker's gross margin, whilst 18% were allocated to the payment of premium fees and 5% to the cash service fee. Already considering this managerial calculation, the values of life, lender, and pension, which are paid directly by the insurer to Caixa, while for the other areas, the gross brokerage is paid to the broker, which in turn transfers the fees to Caixa. Regarding operating margin, we had an increase of 13.1% compared to the same quarter of 2023, with emphasis on insurance, which showed a growth of 16% compared to the first quarter of last year and 14.2% in the first half of 2024 compared to the first half of 23. The operating margin for the quarter reached 442 million, representing 31% of the company's total operating margin. Moving on to screen 16, the operational or operating indicators are presented in a group manner, considering the percentage of Caixa Seguridade's economic participation in each investee. The IDA for the second quarter 2024 was slightly different, with the IDA was 10.5%, remaining historical average, which is a slight improvement percentage point. In the combined index, there was an increase of 12.3% points in relation to the same quarter 23, and 12.4% points in the indicator regarding previous quarter due to claims of the part of credit lives and the floods in Rio Grande. So when we disregard the extraordinary events that occurred in the quarter, well, the CI for the second quarter would have been 56.3%. As a consequence of loss rate, we see an increase in extended combined ratio, which reached 60.8%. If we exclude extraordinary events, the extended combined ratio for the quarter would have been 50.8%. Finalized on screen 17, where we bring the share of the financial operating results regarding the company's profit, net of taxes, and considering Caixa Seguridade's stake in each subsidiary. The financial results for the second quarter 2024 grew by 7.9% compared to the same period in 2023, reaching 258 million due to the reduction in operating income due to the events already discussed in this presentation. The share of financial income in the total increase reaching 33% of the quarter's result. In the right-hand side chart, we present the group view of the Caixa Seguridade investment portfolio, which includes, in addition to the company's own portfolio, the portfolio of each invested company, also weighted by the percentages of participation. The amount in June 2024 of the group investment grew 9.9% compared to the same period in 2023 and decreased 4.4% when compared to March 24. Of the total 12.8 billion in financial investments, 44 were allocated to post-fixed securities, 37% to prefixed securities, 15% in inflation-linked securities, and 4% to other types of funds. Still in the accumulated view, the total accumulated profitability of the portfolio at the end of June was 10.9%, corresponding to 93.3% of CDI. With this, I close the presentation of results for the second quarter of 2024, and we will start the Q&A session. Thank you all very much. Thank you. We will now the Q&A session for investors and analysts. If you wish to ask questions, please click on raise hand. If your question is answered, you can leave the queue by clicking on lower hand. If you would like to ask any questions via Zoom, please enter your name and company in the Q&A field. Our first question is from Mr. Gustavo Schirodin from Bradesco BBI. Your microphone is open. Good morning, Felipe, Eduardo. Thank you for the call. It is a pleasure to talk to you. I'd like to ask you two questions if possible. First, I'd like to understand how we can think from now on and these events, one-offs, especially of the floods in Rio Grande do Sul and the part of credit life. So I'm not going to repeat the numbers you've mentioned. You mentioned what the results would be excluding those effects. I'd like to think that here, how we should look from now on. Should we work in the forthcoming quarters with loss ratio that is normalized of these three main operations that have been impacted? My second question would be regarding in terms of growth of premiums. We've seen a recovery in the growth, and I'd like you to tell us if this is sustainable for the forthcoming quarters, if you will keep on working on an acceleration of premiums issued. As you've mentioned in this quarter, if you could make a link as to how, if this has some connection with what was mentioned in the opening by Felipe with the sales channels, new and innovations you gave to those sales channels. Thank you. Thank you, Gustavo. Thank you for your interest in the company and your questions. Well, first point, events are extraordinary. By their nature, we are not able to predict them. There is some data that is very important regarding Rio Grande do Sul. The company sells an assertive product for customers that is priced appropriately. And the strategy of the company had been, in financial and also commercial terms, on risk management, we adopted a robust structure and well negotiated in terms of reinsurance. If we, regarding Rio Grande do Sul, regarding what it could have been, and at the end, speaking only in financial terms, never regarding the great tragedy that took place, but into financial terms at the end, the company proved that its strategy was appropriate, adjusted, and ascertained. Considering what could have been only 34 million if impact in the result is very reduced compared to the size of our company. This showed that we were on the right track, that we were had the right strategies regarding Rio Grande do Sul, regarding events as such. But this does not prevent us from asking other questions as to what we should expect to events happening in the world. Before those events happened, we had internal debates in the company, especially the JVs, the company that run insurance. We had broad debates regarding social insurance for climate events and also debates at the National Insurers Confederation. We have been following this topic, and this is something that we keep bringing to the fore at our board meetings and our management, senior management meetings. And even though it had been proven that our strategy was correct, we understand it's not yet enough. We must have even more protection, both for our customers and also in terms of our strategy for the company regarding the topic. It's something that is our focus regarding Rio Grande do Sul. And regarding credit life, it was something somewhat adverse, not only for Caixa. It was a one-off event. We adopted measures both within Caixa and Caixa Seguridade to have a dual checking new mechanisms so that this does not happen again. And actually, we verified that this was something that should not be repeated. We are confident to say that all systems that were necessary for us to implement new routines and verify and be confident that events as such would not be repeated have been adopted. This is why, Gustavo, we've tried as much as possible to acknowledge and bring all those news regarding Rio Grande do Sul and also credit life within this quarter. And this is how the company acts. We act in a proactive, nimble, immediate way. It's important for those that invest on us, that believe in us, and have clarity of news when we have it. This is why we communicated the market as soon as those events took place, as soon as we accounted for them, and before the disclosure by SUSEPI. This is the attitude we have in the company, that we maintain our commitment, not only for today, but proactively regarding the future. Regarding future impact, well, of course, loss ratio increased, but Libby will talk about this. Well, let me remind you, when we have the news of a claim, we make the provisions. Not necessarily will they materialize. Eduardo will talk a bit more about this, but the fact is that we are conservative, very conservative. It's important to be conservative so that we are not caught by surprise, even in events that we have no control. We have good prognosis, as you've mentioned, Gustavo, regarding our commercial performance. In various of our fronts, it is beyond what we had as a forecast, but globally, we are very close to what was forecast, and we expect that in second half, that is a semester that is tend to be stronger, that we are able to offset those extraordinary events that we had in the second quarter. And we have a third and fourth quarters that are strong, robust, so that we can attain the goals that we outlined for the company late last year. We'll talk a bit more about some details. Just to add to what Felipe said, that's been quite complete, just to bring some numbers to add regarding Rio Grande do Sul, Gustavo. First of all, well, good morning. Sorry. And thanks for your participation. We had provisions, Gustavo, that added to 461.3 million in claims regarding the tragedies in Rio Grande do Sul. This provision includes the expectation of claims that were not reported, not sufficiently reported. Just these two elements correspond to approximately 225 million of the 461 million in provisions. Those provisions were made based on the expectation of claims from the experience of our insurers, of course, and they had their effects offset by the creation of assets, In the reinsurer, we understand that at the end, finalization of the regulation or regularization process, the amount should be smaller than the claims reported, which should lead to an adjustment in provision of claims and also in reinsurance, active reinsurance. So therefore, we understand that greater volume of claims reported in the semester should not have significant impact from now on. From now on, the Rio Grande do Sul, from a financial viewpoint, should not have greater impact from now on. And speaking of credit life, especially regarding possible future impacts, our expectation is that the loss ratio of the product should consider this history that was not being contemplated. In an exercise in which we consider the date of death as the date of communication or reporting of the claim, we made it available along as an attachment for this presentation. And previously, we had disclosed with the SUSEP report of May, we found that in a normalized way, there would be an increase of loss ratio Caixa Seguridade between 1 to 2 percentage points. Gustavo, this should be replicated in the future. So the loss ratio for the company that was varying for between 21-22% in the previous quarters, until then, we considered a good reference for the future, will probably tend to be placed between 22-24% from now on. As to premium growth, Felipe put it quite well. The main driver of our growth in bank assurance is credit. We've already grown in the first half, 7.5% regarding the first half of 2023. And we understand that the credit at Caixa is the main business door for the company, and this strategic alignment is fundamental to tap into the strength of Caixa, the coverage of over 150 million customers of Caixa. Thinking about the guidance Caixa disclosed recently regarding the growth of the credit portfolio for 2024, between 7-11% of real estate credit, between 8-12%, we understand the same. Even with an uncertain scenario regarding Selic, we still have the expectation of expanding the credit portfolio of the bank that consequently should positively impact the dynamics of premium issued. I try to answer your question in a very comprehensive way, but once again, we thank you for your participation and for your questions. Perfect. Super clear. Just a point that drew my attention. Of what you commented, especially Rio Grande do Sul, that would be too early to think about some kind of reversion, since you commented. So you did some things plus in a conservative way. Can you think about some reversion for the second half, or is it too early? Well, Gustavo, this reversion issue thing is, I try to give this vision that there is a zero effect of results. Just as we can possibly revert a provision, we can also revert the assets made, the rights with regarding reinsurers, the change in assets. In other words, even if we reverse the claim provision, it will be combined to the reversion of assets with the reinsurers. The effect in results tends to be very close to zero. So that's why we've tried to make it as clear as possible that the financial effect of the tragedy in Rio Grande do Sul tend to be contained in the second half. Third quarter onwards to us should go back to normality. Perfect. Super clear. And thank you very much once again. Our next question is from Mr. Antonio Huete from Bank of America. Your microphone is open.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity of asking questions here. I have two questions on my side. First is a follow-up on the previous question on premium growth. If you could delve into the bancassurance channel, how do you see the cross-sell capability? I say this because this is one of the main theses since the IPO. I'd like you to give some color to that, how you see the evolution of that at the very end, both for real estate and home. How do you see this from now on? Well, do you believe it should be added? Do you believe there are some efforts that could be made to increase penetration, or it should be like this? This is the first question. How to better explore the bancassurance channel? Second question is whether you could explore a bit loss ratio, excluding events. It's important to note that we see an increase in loss ratio quarter by quarter, year over year, even when we exclude Rio Grande do Sul's event and the one-off of the part of credit life. But that's my second question. Thank you.
Hi, Antonio. Pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for the interest. Regarding premium and cross-sell, Caixa Seguridade has some great advantages regarding the other companies, especially in bancassurance. Balcão Caixa, so the counter has the infinite possibilities. Since we are a young company with little time of exploration, I may tell you that we still have great room for to improve or increase our penetration and cross-selling. Regarding our strategy is to maintain what we already do. We understand that we're still at a stage that is very of many gains, opportunities on Caixa's counter to grow our products and complementary products in cross-selling. As long as we have in our strategy, we do this, and this is a mantra for the company. Those products that are more necessary and adhere most for customers. The idea is to have customers that consume an insurance product or accumulation, but they are more adherent, necessary to them so that they continue in the long term, both with Caixa and Caixa Seguridade. Our strategy is a complementary strategy to the bank strategies so that we have a lot to explore that, and we believe we are on the right track. And with that, we can expand our base and do and practice more cross-selling. To add, good morning, Antonio. How are you doing? To add to Felipe's answer, giving greater focus in your questions regarding loss or recurring loss ratio, there is some important information. If you do not consider the claims in Rio Grande do Sul, floods, and also if we think about credit life regarding, you know, loss ratio, the indicator would be 24.2%. Even though it's relatively low, it's an increase of 2% points regarding the first quarter 2024. This variation was influenced, Antonio, especially because of the increase in loss ratio in housing or mortgage, where we saw an increase in volume and claims. We had higher amount claims or permanent disability and also deaths. In addition, one of the decisions that we took to reduce the effects of the tragedy in Rio Grande do Sul for our customers was to prioritize the processes in the regulation stage. Consequently, the timeline for regulation and the regions was dilated, and the initial provision made for each reporting impacted loss ratio for a longer period of time. So even though it is not something that is directly related to Rio Grande do Sul, indirectly, the Rio Grande do Sul ended up impacting the normalized loss ratio. Those factors together, they brought up the, well, increased the loss ratio that ended up the
semester 30.4% you have on screen. What is behind what I'm saying? For the second half, we expect a return to normality in the regulation process that should be the indicator to converge to a historical level. This law normalized loss ratio that actually had a slight increase in the second quarter 2024 tends to go back, especially in the mortgage over the second half. Okay, Antonio? Very clear. Thank you for your answers. Our next question is from Mr. Daniel Vaz from Safra. Your microphone is open.
Thank you. In a more objective way, you commented, well, just to rephrase, 22 to 24% would be the normalized loss ratio of credit life. The second point, you have a collection that is weaker in pension funds regarding cash products. I'd like to understand a bit how you see this part of collection. We still hear that there is little savings funding, so it's increasingly less available, especially if you don't resolve this real estate problem, and then it competes with Caixa that is more relevant. How do you see this ahead? This level of 6 billion should be more normalized. Are we going to continue seeing this from now on? Should this be the new level of collection? Thank you.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you. Good morning. When I commented from 22 to 24 loss ratio, I referred to loss ratio of the company as a whole, right? We were running with a loss ratio between 21 and 22%, and with this effect of normalization of credit life, the general loss ratio, we understand it's a good reference from now on, from 22 to 24%. With regards to funding of private pension, the competition of private pension with other instruments of funding and the bank. The bank will continue focusing. We need to have funding to keep growing strongly in housing credit. It continues. The change in the Selic scenario that we started the year with a scenario of expectation of drop of the Selic or interest rates that brought us a more optimistic view for pension, private pension, it changed. Well, we don't no longer have a base scenario of reducing interest rates, Selic rate. Some analysts understand that we must have an increase in the Selic rate this year. So this scenario ends up turning more perennial. This more challenging the scenario to sell private pensions through the cash channels. This balance of 6 billion in the semester that we had second quarter, we see that as floor. We are discussing with the bank a series of actions to be implemented over the second half that should lead to an increase of relevance of private pension in our Caixa mix. We should have an improve of private pension over the second half, but being very transparent, it should not be a change that is substantial to the extent that we go back to those levels of gross contribution that we had in 2022, right, Danielle? So it tends to improve. The second quarter should be the floor of gross contribution to private pension, but we do not understand that this would be significantly higher to the extent that it would resume a gain of share, right, Danielle? Just a brief follow-up. I had understood that it was general loss ratio, but we saw in the headline that was actually credit life loss ratio. For credit life, thinking ahead, it should be the below, the low 20s, because competitors have,
credit life of competitors is plus 20, but just to actually check on what you have on the charts. Thank you.
Our next question is from Mr. Caio Prato from UBS. Your microphone is open.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. Just an additional point regarding credit life. I'd like to understand if you somehow have adjusted how this data matching or database matching will happen in the future, if it will be recurring every month, every quarter. I'd like to understand whether this can bring some kind of volatility, if you have some specific period for the test. In addition to the effect that we had in credit life, I'd like to understand whether this kind of matching or any kind of possible adjustment may take place somehow in other products, in traditional life, mortgage. That seems to be more difficult, just to have this certainty on your side. Thank you.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for your question. Well, events as such, they're important for us to set a new level of governance to the company. If it happened this time, it was because we had something to be improved, something to be improved. We think not only early in the credit life, we think about all products we have in the company, depends on information exchange with Caixa and any other player, that this event was helpful for us to improve everything in the company, all the fronts of the company. And Caio, to give you a direct answer, we should do this frequently, and we're thinking about doing it monthly, not every semester. Well, we match it. We have some ideas, so we should have that done the monthly, those checks with the routines we already have to expanding to getting those databases with certain parameters that point to certain changes or possibilities to claim for any product of Caixa Seguridade. We do that together with Caixa, and we are constantly enhancing our routines. Just to add, good morning, Caio. Just to add to what Felipe answered, actually, Caixa, along with the insurance and Caixa Seguridade, it mobilized a task force focusing on this question. It's being defined that this routine will be monthly, and the group is working on automation to make this process fluid, and let me say the ad hoc situation, more volatile moves of reference to or regarding those databases should no longer happen. As Felipe said, this tends to be monthly from now on. So from our viewpoint, this question is moving forward quite well. This event that we had in second quarter will not happen again, right, Caio? Regarding the possibility of happening in other modalities, we may confidently state that it's not the case, because this event that happened is related to the features of credit life insurance. We have the claim reported by insured, so it doesn't happen there. So we have, for example, in the housing insurance, when the beneficiary actually reports in residential or mortgage or housing insurance. This was very atypical, identified on a process of identification of efficiency increase, possibility of improving processes within the bank, and it was very specific for credit life. So here, we don't see the possibility of it happening again, neither in credit life again and other insurance modalities.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Edu. Thank you, Felipe.
The next question is from Mr. Pedro Leduc from Itaú BBA. Your microphone is open.
Thank you very much for your call, for taking my question. Regarding private pension, we saw the average administration fee stabilizing by 1.09% after a longer period of decline. I'd like to understand a bit if you see a mix of this being stabilized, product mix migrating to lower rates, or if it has stabilized here, or if it has greater related to greater yield of the securities that, you know, allows you to migrate to, well, actually tap into the ADM, or you can migrate to other products. I'd like to understand whether this administration fee is something that should be stable from now on. Thank you.
Hi, thank you. Good morning. So there, you know, we can see from your questions there are several elements that impact the private pension administration fee. We understand that stabilization tends to be temporary. Why do I say that? One of the components that impacts this fee, some older funds have an exit fee. You notice that in the second quarter, we were not as efficient as we were in the previous quarters regarding retention. You will see that we had a slight increase of portability and redemption second quarter 2024, which of course impacts our reserves. But when we look at this effect in the average administration fee, it is a positive effect because those redemptions and portability, when done in older funds, they bring an exit fee. This was one of the components that helped us. Since to us, because of all the context that is around private pension, the customer retention is very dear to us, and it's something that this slight increase of exit in the quarter tends to be reverted in the second half. We understand that the positive effect of the admin fee tends to have an effect. The admin fee tends to continue in a move of drop, as we think that this structurally, our administration fee is still above the market, is one of the highest. So on average, with the new money coming in at Caixa Seguridade in funds with administration fees that are much more competitive than in the past, this leads to a reduction of the average fee, and this should continue from now on. Of course, the drop rate of average fee tends to be stable. We believe it's going to be slightly below the level it is. Very hard to say which level this would be. Another point, and I mentioned, of increase in redemptions and portability in the second quarter. One of the points that explained this increase of portability and redemption, we saw that quite clearly, was precisely related to the tragedy in Rio Grande do Sul. We saw there was a concentration of those redemptions in Rio Grande do Sul, which obviously is a time when people need to use their reserves that they have accumulated or saved over their lives. This is very clear, explains a bit the situation in the second quarter. It's not something that we see happening in the same magnitude from now on.
Super transparent. Thank you very much.
So the Q&A session is closed. We would like to give the floor to Mr. Felipe Montenegro Matos to make the company's final remarks.
Well, finalizing another earnings results conference, I'd like to thank you very much for your presence. It's, and the importance of your presence, you make the debate much more fruitful and much more important than the interest. And the company makes us very happy because it's a project we believe in that is still in its beginning. It is very, very important and it is growing fast and hard. As we've seen in this quarter, we had a great impact of non-recurring events, be it in terms of credit life and Rio Grande do Sul. But once again, I bring that our results would be 928 million reais, Had it not been for those results or those events, our strategy in sales and risk reinsurance strategy has proven to be ascertained, has proven that we are quickly able to adapt to adverse conditions. We took from an event, from a catastrophe. We were able to remind ourselves of our role as a company, a social company, reconstructing lives, considering a humanitarian disaster without losing good part of our operating margin. We were able to meet our main focus, which is focused on our customers. Rio Grande do Sul clients were our initial focus, immediate and fast care. Regarding credit life, we were able to contain, resolve, and act. Considering a problem faced, we informed all shareholders immediately and we resolved. We took mechanisms and measures so that this is not repeated. And let me remind you that Rio Grande do Sul effect was not only regarding claims, as Eduardo said in the last answer to Leduc during our conference call. There was an effect to sales. We had an increase in redemptions in actually private pensions and reduction of sales, a state of practically 7% of weight to the Brazilian economy. Rio Grande do Sul in this case has double weight regarding claims and performance sales and redemption in the accumulation products. Even considering all these scenarios, I bring a positive message to all of you. And I invite you all to watch our performance in the second half. That for sure is in our plans to overcome as it's been happening within the company once again, over exceeding everyone's expectation. Once again, good afternoon. Thank you very much. The Caixa Seguridade video conference is closed. We thank you everyone for their participation and wish you all a good afternoon.